Hey guys, Rich Bassini here. Long time, no here. I think the last time I did a podcast was sometime in 22 last year. I couldn't believe it. Man, I tell you the truth, I've been so busy with this YouTube channel. I'm trying to grow, and it's getting there little by little. I'm also on Instagram. I'm on TikTok, and oh my gosh, the reason why I'm on those other platforms, in case anyone's wondering. It's because I'm trying to, get the word out about my YouTube channel. I'm really trying to grow my YouTube channel. I know people say, "Well, what are you going to those other platforms for? You should just put it out there on YouTube." I do. I do. Just to share this with you guys before we get into the topic, and today's topic is going to be what is a YouTuber? How I define what a YouTuber is. But before we get into it, I know some people probably say, well, why would I go to Instagram or TikTok to promote a YouTube channel? Because it's like anything else. They're all intertwined. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they all work hand in hand with each other pretty much. That's why I look at it. And I have to be upfront and honest with you guys out there. For those of you out there who are thinking about starting a YouTube channel, or you already have an established YouTube channel, I highly recommend. Okay, these things that first off, I would advertise the heck out of that YouTube channel, especially if it's a newbie, you're a newbie. I would put it on any and all the platforms possible: Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Pinterest, Reddit, everywhere. When I do videos, they go on all those platforms, all of them. And I do it religiously. I mean, if someone wants to type my name, do a Google search on it, you'll see a lot of information pop up out there in cyberspace, cyber world, whatever you want to call it. But no, it's true. And the other thing I have to honestly say for people, again, who are thinking about starting a YouTube channel, don't disregard or don't dismiss the YouTube shorts. They do work, folks. They do work. I mean, I've been getting subscribers from them. And in some cases, I get a lot of views, So don't disparage them and say, "Well, no, I don't really do the you. I don't want to do a 1 minute video clip." Listen, you could use that 1 minute video clip to give a shout out about your new channel. You could tell people out there, what your new channel is going to be about, and why they should subscribe to your channel, and why should they keep coming back and watching, because you're going to be putting out good, clean content. That's the thing that gets me sometimes, though. When I think about it, I follow a lot of YouTube creators out there. And what I'm saying is not, I'm not bad mouthing anybody or saying it in a derogative way. But I don't know about you guys, but have you found that everybody kind of like piggybacks off each other? I follow quite a few YouTube or creators out there, successful ones, some that have a million plus, hundreds of thousands, whatever. And look, we're all in this game. It's a big club, and we're all in it. Okay, we all want to be YouTube celebrities and stuff like that. I mean, well, I can't say all, but I wouldn't mind being a YouTube celebrity. But the thing is, a lot of people. If you the ones I follow, it always seems to like they circle back to the same topic at a later date. Like, you might get someone to say, "How to gain your first 50 subscribers," and then you'll watch that. Let's say you even subscribe to that YouTube channel, and they got hundreds of thousands of subscribers. And then later on, maybe a couple months down the road, they'll say it'll either be a replay, and they'll do the same topic: how to get your first 50, or then how to get your first 100. And I noticed that, the only reason I'm saying this is because I think what happens, and this is my own personal take on it, that when people run out of content or things to put up, they revert back to the same thing. They might do the same, might be the same topic: how to gain the first 100, 50, whatever it may be, but I might put a little different spin on it, And I think that's what confuses a person starting out on YouTube. Again, I'm not saying this in a bad way. It's not to, disparage anybody or make any derogative remarks. There are a lot of good YouTube creators out there, and they do put out good good content. And I admit it. I, you know, my stuff is okay. It's fair. It's par. If someone said, if you had to grade your videos, what would you grade about? Well, in the early part of it, when I first started back in 2013, I would give my first video a D. You know, not to be too hard on myself, but I would give it a D because it wasn't that great. I didn't think it was that great. It was a demo video. And how I broke into this YouTube, you know, gig here, what happened was when I registered back in 2013, I had no clue what my YouTube channel was going to be, to be upfront and honest with you guys. So people might say, oh, so you went into it, you just went on a whim. You just went in there, you know, I just spontaneously registered with YouTube and you started a YouTube channel. Well, yeah, basically you can say that. Yes, that's true. I'll agree to that. And what really triggered it off was when I found out, because I'm a seller on eBay, I've been on eBay for 24 years and YouTube I've been for 10. And by the way, that just because I've been on YouTube for 10 years and I also have 1,776 videos or whatever it is, just to throw this out there, a little disclaimer, it doesn't make me a YouTube guru, okay? The advice or the experience I share with you guys is based off my own, you know, trials and tribulations with this YouTube channel, okay? Any information I'm sharing is based off my own experiences with it, okay? On both topics, well, because I do the reseller news on Let's Talk eBay, I say the same thing. You know, when I share that information with people, it's because it's based off my own experiences, you know? But the point I'm getting across is, and again, reverting back to the, you know, all those videos, it doesn't make me a YouTube guru, okay? And even though I've been on this platform for 10 years, again, that's like a broken record. That doesn't warrant me to be a YouTube guru, which I'm not, far from it. There are people out there that have very, you know, they have successful channels, can talk now. they have successful channels and they do put out good information. The content is good. And I have to honestly say, when I first started, I didn't watch anybody on how to start a YouTube channel. It just came natural to me. Like, you know, I wasn't always scripted, you know, when it comes to making a video. I don't sit there and I'm not like, you know, like a robot. They're like, hi, my name is Rich Piccini. I'm a YouTube creator and vlogger and my YouTube, you know, I don't sit there like, you know, like an animated robot there talking. But for the most part, I mean, when I started this channel, you know, it was based off of what eBay had to offer at the time. And what they had to offer was, and they still do to this day, where you could embed videos in with your listings on eBay. So if I was selling a laptop and I wanted to do a demo on it, I could set my iPhone up or my video camera, and I could do a little mini tutorial on how to set it up or how to use it and talk about the functionality of it and so on and so forth. And that's what really got me started with it. And then one thing, you know, paralleled into the other. And that's what happened. So, you know, when I started my YouTube channel, I really mean it. I didn't know what it was going to be about. But I have to honestly say, give kudos to eBay. If it wasn't for me to do demo videos, sneak peek videos, and intro videos, my channel wouldn't be where it is today. Not that it's so great and successful, but let's put it this way. I met the threshold. Okay, and the threshold for in order to become monetized on YouTube is 1,000 subscribers, right, and 4,000 hours of watch time. So, you know, it took many years. To be honest with you, I'm kind of embarrassed to say how long it took, but I will tell you, I started, like I said, back in 2013, and my YouTube channel did not become monetized until I think it was August of 2021. So that's how long it took me to, from 2013 to 2021, to get my YouTube channel monetized. Doesn't say a whole lot, right? I know. People are probably thinking, well, geez, your content can't be that good. Well, look, I started off doing demo videos and sneak peek videos, intro videos. I mean, how good could they be? You know? But I'm lucky that I'm happy too that I even have the subscribers I have. I feel blessed. Even though my channel is super small, I'm blessed with the subscribers I have, and I do appreciate the people I have, that, you know, the subscribers, the ones that have been with me through thick and thin, you know. So I have to honestly say they really helped me out, and you know what, it encourages me to want to put out more content because of these, you know, loyal subscribers. Yeah, you know, I talked about it once before, like, you know, I did YouTube shorts, and I even did a video on it about also losing subscribers. And I told them, one of my videos, I did a chat with, you know, YouTube. And what happened was, when I was talking to them, I said, listen, you know, I noticed my subscriber base is going down. I'm losing subscribers. Can you tell me what it's all about? And the YouTube support person told me that YouTube, they basically, I guess, like, clean house every now and then. And they get rid of spam accounts, inactive accounts. And what else did he say? I think he said the ones that have, like I don't know, strikes or whatever. They have some kind of, there was another one. I don't remember verbatim, but I remember those two stuck out. Spam accounts and inactive accounts. And, you know, he told me, and I said, okay, can you do me a favor? You know, this is all going through chat. I said, could you do me a favor? Could you please check out my account to see if there's any discrepancies with it, are there any community guideline strikes that I need to know? Could you check it out? So he's like, yeah, hold on for a minute. Could you hold on for a few minutes? I said, yeah, go ahead, take your time. And, you know, after a few minutes goes by, he comes back and he says, well, he goes, we did get rid of some subscribers on your account. And I go, well, why is that? He goes, because they were inactive accounts or spam accounts. So it kind of relieved me. A little sad, because, you know, I don't know, it was quite a few, not a lot, but maybe four or five, maybe whatever. And I said, oh boy, I go, yeah, that's not good, you know, but look, it is what it is. Okay. Starting a YouTube channel is not, it's not the road to riches either. Well, in the beginning it ain't. Okay. Now, I watched the Streamy Awards it was either Sunday or Monday, whatever it was. And it was 2 hours and 21 minutes long. And when I watched it, I watched the people who got the awards. And I did a little follow-up. I do a little research on myself, you know, on those guys there, the people that got the awards. And I wanted to see what their channels were all about. Some are comedic. Some do music, some do makeup, whatever the women do, the makeup ones there, and so on and so forth. The list goes on. But if you never watched the Streamy Awards, you should, especially if you're a YouTuber like me. I mean, I love YouTube. I do. And, you know, I know you got to get back to the title, but this segment's going to be, what is a YouTuber? And to me, the way I define a YouTuber is a person who lives it, breathes it, and, you know, you live, breathe, and eat whatever YouTube, whatever, however you want to say that, they're classified. And, you know, it's true. I mean, I get up in the morning. I rise at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't go to sleep sometimes till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm doing research, okay? And I look at, you know, there's some of the things that I look even at my old videos too, and I say, wow. You know, I did videos, to be truthfully honest with you guys, and I'm not ashamed to say it, because it is what it is. You can see it on your own. I did videos that were six, 7 years ago, and the views, it's, oh my God, it's so disheartening. Like, some of them, like, 5, 7 views. I said, wow. I did that video 7 years ago, and all it got was 5 or 6 views. I was like, that's awful. But there were demo videos or whatever. I did find out one thing out of, you know, starting this YouTube channel. And I know some people will beg to differ, and they'll say, well, you shouldn't have, I call it like a multi-channel. Well, actually, it's an open forum channel. People say you should stick with one particular niche. Now, I have nothing against niche channels, okay? Like, people have them. But here's the thing. Here's how I look at it. Again, this is based on my own opinion, okay? When you have a niche channel, think about this. What happens when that thing runs out? For example, right, let me give you an example with that. Let's say I love Sony cameras. Like, you know, my two electronics is Sony and Panasonic. Let's say I'm going to have a niche channel on Sony DSLR cameras. Okay. So I sit there. It's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a series or, you know, series, a tutorial series or whatever. Like, you know, today I'll teach you about this, tomorrow I'll teach you that, whatever, and so on. And what happens is, this is what happens when it gets too played out. Like, how much can you talk about that camera? You see? And if you say, well, you get a different camera. Well, I don't have $2,000 or $3,000 to buy an expensive DSLR cameras. I price the Sony cameras. They're expensive. I see them much as going $3,000-$4,000, and they even go higher than that. And, like, I would never spend the kind of money because I consider myself a frugal entrepreneur, and I'm very conservative. So I'm not going to go out and blow money on, you know, something like that. I use webcams to do my videos, to be truthfully honest with you. Okay? I use the Logitech Brio. It shoots in 4K, and to be truthfully honest with you, the clarity on it's really good. And if I told you I shot that video with a DSLR camera, you would, I don't think you would know the difference. I mean, to be seriously, because I mean, how much more clarity can you get? You know, so to me, it works good. You know, but the Logitech Brio camera cost me enough. It cost me, I think, over $200. But you know, the bottom line is, I work with what I have, okay? I don't go out and buy more than what I need. In other words, I don't buy things to say I want to have it, okay? Now, working on my YouTube channel with stuff I bought to, you know, make it all happen, I got the Blue Yeti mic, which was given to me as a gift, the Logitech Brio camera, webcam, I should say, I bought that on my own, but I did it in time. Then I started adding to it. I bought the Elgato Stream Deck, the 32 key Stream Deck. And then when they came out with the Stream Deck Plus, okay, it's only 8 keys and it's got 4 dial knobs, you know, little rotary knobs that you could dial and stuff like that. You know, you could add a lot. You could do a lot with it. To be honest with you, if I didn't have the Stream Deck 32 key Stream Deck there, the Elgato, and I just had the Stream Deck Plus, I'll tell you the truth, I wouldn't even need it, but I have a lot of the functionality. All those keys are pretty much all occupied, but you could go into different settings. Like I can go into another, setup where I can have it all over another 32 keys, the profiles. I can have different profiles on both of these units, but you know, I did it in due time. I didn't do it right away. You know, I don't have fancy equipment, state-of-the-art equipment, you know, for me, to be truthfully honest with you. The camera I have is a Sony DSC. It's a 3.2 megapixel. It's old. I bought it back in 2003, but I own it. Bought it brand new. And it's a digital still camera, but it takes great photos. For me, it does. And I love it. And I also have a Sony digital video camera. Okay. I bought them around the same time, but the digital video camera costs close to $1,000. And the DSC camera cost around $500. That's how much I paid for it. So I'm into this, but I did it as I went along. And then recently, you know, I started adding to it. I started getting the Logitech webcams. So I got a total of 5 Logitech webcams, but the reason why I have that many, I shoot different angles with them. Okay. So that's why I have it. But I did it as I went along. I didn't just go and say, hey, go on a spending spree and go out buying this, that, and the other thing. But that's the thing I want to get across to you guys too. When it comes to starting a YouTube channel, you don't have to go out and buy expensive stuff. I'm sure you heard this from other YouTube creators. I have the iPhone 8. I started off with my iPhone 5S. I still have the iPhone 5S, by the way. And I use that as a webcam. Actually, I kind of like, you know, use it as a GoPro type of thing too, because, you know, I could take it and go walk around verbatim in the house or outside or whatever, and I can use it as a GoPro, to be truthfully honest with you. The iPhone 5S, I don't want to get rid of it. I want to keep it. That was the first phone I was using to make videos, you know, selfie videos. But all the other videos I did, like as far as like, you know, I do my, if you see me doing videos, I use the Logitech Brio webcam. That's the one that shoots in 4K. But you don't have to go crazy and start buying everything, you know, expensive. There are people out there. I seen one YouTuber out there. He was talking about the Sony camera he bought. And he said just the lens alone was $10,000. The body of it, you know, was, I think, another $5,000 or $6,000. You know, that's insanely crazy spending. I can't do stuff like that. I don't have that budget. I can't, and to be truthfully honest with you, I can't afford it. And even if I did have the money, I wouldn't buy that anyway. I wouldn't spend that kind of money, not on equipment like that. I mean, people say, well, you know, it makes a difference in your video quality. If you spend a lot of money on a microphone, you get better. Yeah, but folks, what people don't realize, you can make yourself sound good just with the video editing software. Now, I use Filmora 12, and I love it, to be truthfully honest with you. They have the new version that just came out was an update, was 12.5.6. And let me tell you something, folks. The way they keep adding all the new bells and whistles to that there, it'll just be a matter of time. And I even made a suggestion. I said, why don't you call it Filmora 13 when it comes out, 13 Pro? Because why keep going? You can keep going for Filmora 11, 12. I started off with Filmora back in, when I had the 8.76 version. And I'm sorry about the grandfather clock, guys. It's 9 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? Anyway, no, seriously, but that's the grandfather clock. I usually silence it, but I said, what the heck, leave it on. It's not going to go on forever. But and I tell you the truth, if you're a newbie starting off, with the YouTube channel, I'm telling you, you need a video editing software, try out Filmora 12. What do you have to lose? Seriously, you don't have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. And what I mean by gain, you guys will be making some great videos. You got to check it out. It's really great. I love it. I love this software, but anyway, what I want to talk to you guys about is I got to go in here for a second. My favorite, for people who know me, I love ChatGPT. And, I put over here, and I'm just going to read it to you. It's got two things there. First off, I got to go back to two pages here. I got to watch the time because I only get a half hour segment on this. And I typed in there, what is a YouTuber? Okay. And it's a two part for this here. And it goes on to say a YouTuber, okay, is an individual or group who produces and uploads videos to video sharing platform YouTube. These individuals or entities often create content on a variety of subjects, including vlogging, video blogging, tutorials, reviews, entertainment, comedy, and music. And then the other part of it, it goes on to say, I don't want to keep reading the same thing. Individual, right, who shares that there? There's another part of it here. Yeah, and then I have it over here, also tutorials and reviews of gaming, cooking, music. I just talked about that there. But the other part, just to keep it short, it says the term YouTuber has become synonymous with content creators on YouTube, and many YouTubers have gained substantial popularity and even celebrity status due to their videos. They may monetize their content through advertising revenue, sponsored partnerships, merchandise sales, and other forms of online engagement. The platform provides a space for both amateur and professional content creators to share their passions, opinions, and expertise with a global audience. Now, that one there, that was from ChatGPT, and the title, and I typed in, what is a YouTuber? And the information I just read to you guys, that's what they define as a YouTuber. Okay. Now, again, I had this question asked me once before, and I'll share it again with you guys. People tell me, when I tell them I'm a YouTuber, they say, well, how did you start your YouTube channel? And then I go into the whole spiel over there. I'm not going to do a bore you guys to death, but, and then I'll ask me, and then I'll ask them, do you know what your talents and passions are? And they'll say, well, what do you mean talents? Like I said, we all have them. And they say, well, I don't know what my talent or passion is. I say, then, the comeback is, well, what are you good at? And they'll tell me, everybody's gonna be good at something. Okay. I don't care. Well, no matter walk of life we are, everybody's got to have something that they're good at. And I would tell a person, I know how to build. I say, okay, are you a carpenter? No, I'm like, I'm do it yourself. You could start a YouTube channel on how to build, do basic building. You don't have to build a house or anything like that, but you could teach people how to build. Or if you're a person that knows how to paint, maybe you like to do landscapes like Bob Ross. You could teach people how to paint. Who knows? You might be like the next Bob Ross. The list goes on and on. We all have talents and passions. The problem is we just don't exploit them. We don't put it out there for people to see. Okay. People might say, well, what's my talent, passion? Me personally, my talents or passion. First off, I'm an all out guy. I could do basic things, basic, you know, electric, basic carpentry, basic plumbing. Do I want, you know, and I could do other stuff too, is with that as well. Cooking. I know how to cook too. You know, I could start a YouTube channel just based on those things itself. But the reason why I don't get into that, I mean, I did a couple of cooking little videos, nothing to write home about, folks. Okay. It's not like Lydia's cooking there, but I did a couple little cooking videos, nothing, you know, fancy. They didn't go fly off the chart or anything. I didn't get like hundreds and thousands of reviews, but, you know, or views, I should say. People watched them, I'm sure. But for the most part, I like to have a channel like the one I have now as an open forum. And for those who are new, if you're hitting this podcast for the first time, or if you ever hit my YouTube channel for the first time, I like to keep an open forum, meaning I like to talk about different topics. Like I said before, I'm an eBay seller. I've been on that platform for 24 years. And I like to, you know, I do the reseller news. I do Let's Talk eBay. And I'm also a vlogger. I add that to the mix. Okay. And then on occasion, I would do demo videos, sneak peek videos, and intro videos. Now, people say, wow, that's a whole lot for a YouTube channel. You know, don't you think it's advisable to maybe start different channels? Folks, I'll be upfront and honest with you guys. If you're thinking about starting a YouTube channel, I wouldn't start too many with them. I wouldn't think about starting two, three, whatever. I have two channels active. The main one I have was the Richard J. Pacini. Then I got one that's called Shop R. J. Pacini for great deals. I hardly use the other one. And then I have other ones that I've registered, kind of like signed up, but they're dormant. I don't know what I'm going to do with them yet. The reason why I did that, folks, is because I wanted to hold the name of those new YouTube channels so nobody takes them. So I kind of like basically register them, if you want to say register with YouTube, but to hold on to them. In other words, I don't want other people to take those names. All right. So that's why I did it. Now, I mean, am I going to use those other channels? I don't know. I mean, I toy around the idea, but right now, trying to get one channel to grow is hard as it is, you know? But I think, like anything else, folks, I'm running out of time here. I just want to say this really quick. For those of you out there who are thinking about starting a YouTube channel or you already have an established YouTube channel, this goes for the new YouTubers out there. There's five things I say in my videos when it comes to starting a YouTube channel and creating videos. And that is, one, keep it real. Number two, keep it original. And number three, let your channel grow organically. And four, a good thumbnail. And number five, a good title. If you do those five things, there should be no reason why your channel won't grow. Okay. Yes. Is it going to take time? Yes, absolutely. Okay. Look how many years it took me to get my channel monetized. All right. It took me years to get it monetized, but I got it monetized. All right. You know, and you want to know why? Because being a stubborn person and never giving up, I said to myself, hook or by crook, I'm going to stick to this here and I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep doing these videos, good, better, and different. Well, people say, well, geez, you really think like that, good, better, and different? Well, listen, I think they're good. You guys might think they're bad or indifferent, but I'll tell you the truth. I'm not giving up on my dream, okay? This is a dream of mine, and I'm going to fulfill the dream. And if I never hit the 100,000 subscriber mark to get that gold play button, I mean the silver play button, or the million subscriber mark to get the gold play button, I'm going to keep doing this. I want to share information with people. Like I tell you in my videos, I don't have a book to sell you, and I don't have a dream to sell you. The only thing I could share with you, again, is the experience based off my, you know, the information based off my own experience being on this platform. And I'm going to keep doing it. And I got to get ready to close this out, guys. But if you ever want to check me out, if you go to YouTube, do a search, just type in Richard J. Pacini, and you'll see it'll bring up all the videos. If you want to check me out, that's fine. If you like the content, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button, like, comment, share. And if you want to be updated when I post out new videos, please hit that bell notification icon. And I just want to say this in closing, guys. I'm wishing you all the best of luck, the best of success. Keep making those videos. people will watch them. I assure you, they will watch those videos. So that's all I want to say for you tonight. Take care. I hope to be doing some more podcasts. I'm signing off for now. Bye-bye.